If you go out tonight looking for the 13th floor of a tall building in St. Louis, you may have a hard time finding it. Okay, I'm in the elevator at the historic Chase Park Plaza. Going up, we're at the 10th, 11th, 12th, 14th, no 13th.
A lot of clients do not like to have a 13th floor. They think that it is bad luck.
Catalina Freixas is an architect and assistant professor of architecture at Washington University. She says the 13th floor has been an issue between architects and developers in St. Louis and around the world since the beginning of skyscrapers.
It becomes, in a lot of projects, a mechanical room where you put all the systems, so elevators. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's called a garden room, so it maybe has some, restaurants or things. So they tend to call it different ways in order to hide that there is a 13th floor.
However, by far the simplest solution is just renaming it the 14th floor. An informal survey by St. Louis Public Radio of 68 skyscrapers in the St. Louis area finds about 41% skip over 13 in counting their floors. Not surprisingly, most of them are hotels or residential properties like the Chase, where people pay to stay.
But if you think about it, does it really matter if there's a floor that's number 13? Mm-hmm. There will be a 13th floor. So what difference does it make if it has a number 13 on it?
Catherine Kuhn is a sociology professor at St. Louis University and says it does make a difference. She explains that most of us experience the world in a way that sociologist Max Weber described as disenchantment.
The world is knowable. There's no more mystery left. And we think that science, even if it hasn't told us yet how everything works, it will. And I think people sort of don't like that. People like to have a little bit of mystery in the world. And so we have this little bit of mystery, but then we also can control it by avoiding these things.
These small quirks, says Kuhn, like avoiding 13, can function as a way to imbue not only control but meaning in a world that can otherwise seem oppressively mechanical and insignificant.
You may not understand why the 13 is unlucky, but you can do something about it by avoiding it. I think there's an allure to that. Otherwise, I think we would be bored.
It's hard to track down the specific origin of our aversion to 13, which also extends to Friday the 13th, room 13s, and seats assigned the number 13. Triskai decaphobia is the Greek term for the fear. The earliest known reference is found in the Babylonian Code of Hammurabi, which omits its 13th law. Stories also from Norse mythology and Christianity's Last Supper both involve a very unlucky 13th dinner guest. And even though there are a number of 21st century buildings here in St. Louis and abroad that exclude 13 in their floor numbers, the fear may be waning among younger generations. Catalina Freixas says most of her architecture students were not aware of the idea of omitting the 13th floor or renaming it in building plans. Her student Ye Hung from Beijing says he was familiar with the practice of leaving off a floor number, but where he's from, he says it's usually not the 13th.
In some cities, especially some buildings, they think 14 is also not a good number. Maybe in some buildings or in some cities, they think 13 is okay, but they don't like 14.
Ye explains that in Chinese, the character for 14 shares the same pronunciation as the word for death or dying, a fear which sounds only slightly more rational than Triskai decaphobia. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.